Like you always see a palm tree, things grow on top. But on the bottom, it's always a solid piece. You don't have shoots coming out of a palm tree. That's what means the same. Like Gez Labaladek means Messias, nothing goes out of it. Lefishen Maitse Gezim. The morning Allah Rav Zvido. Rav Zvido was another. Rav Zvido was the one that says it does grow out, but just he's Messias last, he doesn't need it. For the Gemara Kashra Matnissen, I Takash, the Mishnah holds when you buy two trees, there you do keep the stumps what grow up. We see enough Messias last. So Gemara says they're different. And the Mishnah is talking about you bought the trees for 5 years. Then you have that to use the trees. Since you bought it for 5 years, you have that. Even if this gets uprooted, you want to use it over again. Therefore, you have that to keep on using these trees. Therefore, what grows out of the stumps, you want to use. But when you buy a deckle tree, you only bought it, this deckle tree, and you want to uproot it and take it home. So you don't care about what grows out from the stumps. Therefore, it doesn't belong to you. Now the Mishnah says, Kona Shloisha Kona Kaka. If I buy three trees in your field, I buy three trees off you, then Lamaisa, I bought the kaka in between. Now the Gemara says the kama. How much land in between do you own? The kama, how much land? You own the land right underneath these trees. Ubenayim, and in between them. The Grashbam says, kaka megula, what's uncovered between them. And outside the trees also, kemalua oyravisolut, enough that you'll be able to walk around the tree with your basket. As though you have a tree, a fruit tree, you want to walk around the tree with your basket, pulling off the fruits. So that's how much of the tree, of the ground, you still own. You own directly underneath it, in between, and also around it. Like Rosh Ram says, hamalaket v'salot v'yodoy. You want to collect and you have a basket around you. Look at Peros Hanifres here. Right. Maske Blor Rebbelezer always asks the question, Hashta Derech Ein Loi Madach, he doesn't have a Derech. He doesn't have the rights to go through. Oroi V'solo Yesh Loi. You want to say he has the right to walk around the tree to use his basket? Like if you just buy the trees, we're saying now, Ein Loi Derech. If you just buy two trees, if you buy three trees, you don't even have a right to walk through his property to get to your trees. So if so, for sure you don't have a right around the trees to walk with your basket to pull off the terrace. Sumara says, Arasal Yeshla and Gemara Derech Ein Loi No like this, the Aryach Ritihi, Ateno, a route, the path to go through you don't own. Because the ground belongs to somebody else. Like, I bought three trees in your karka, but it's your karka. So if I want to go there, I have to buy permission to go there. So that's why I don't have a pass through your karka. But the ground right around my trees, in order to get my fruits, that's included in the sale. Like, I bought three fruit trees, how am I going to get the fruits off? If not, that I own the property right around the trees to walk around them with a basket to pull them off. Omer Rav Zeira, Midiver Rabbeinu Nilma, from Rabbeinu we learned that Shloisha Hudi Ein La Derech. If somebody buys three trees in somebody's field, so then you buy the karka in between, but you have no right to walk through there. Mashmado Hashnayim Yeshloi. If I only buy two trees in your property, so then I do not own any karka at all. No karka. I only own the trees. So Pshita, if the trees are in your land, how am I going to get to my trees? So Pshita, the Pshat is then that I bought the right, the path, to walk into your land to get my trees. Why? Listen, my trees are stuck in the middle of your ground. What do you want me to do? I have to get them. So for sure, I bought the right to walk through the path also. Omalei Rav Nachman by Yisrael the Rava is so lame, Rav Leza, less like the Shmuel Rabbi. Then Rav Leza will not hold like his Rebbe Shmuel. Why? The Yom HaShmuel, because Shmuel said, Yishno, Halacha K'Rabbi Akiva. Shmuel before said, we pass him like Rabbi Akiva. The Yom that Rabbi Akiva said, Moicher B'yayin Yofa Moicher. That when you sell B'yayin Yofa, with a good eye. So when you sell something, L'chura, you sell a path also. If I sell you three trees, I sell you the right to walk through my property also. And here telling me, no, if I sell you three trees, I don't sell you the right to go through. Or Malay said back like this,
Loi metukna mas nisan kavirna. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. Nimai, what's the proof? Midutoni, since it says hegdilu. Since our Mishnah says hegdilu yishofa. It says that if the branches grow big, then yishofa, you have a right to tell them to take it down. The owner of the field has a right to tell the owner of the tree, cut down your branches, they're too big. Now, if you want to send me to go to Rabbi Akiva, amai yishofa. Why is Allah that you have a right to tell you to cut down your branches? That when I sold you the tree, I sold it with a good eye. With a good eye means you could do what you want with the tree. That means if you want your branches to grow wild and big, even though it causes a lot of shade to my property, that's not so good, but I sold it behind Yofer. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Akiva. So it's not behind Yofer. It's more so like this, not here like this. Omalei. When did Rabbi Akiva say, when I sell something, I sell it behind your firm, that's Gabi Bor Vados. When I sell you a bor, if I sell you a ditch in my land, I give you the right to walk through my land to get there also. Why? It doesn't ruin my land so much. But Gabi Elon by a tree, Mishamet Le, do we hear? We didn't hear that by an Elon, we didn't hear like this. Because an Elon, Taka ruins the tree. So therefore, since if your branches are going to grow wild, it's going to cause a lot of shade to my property, it's going to ruin my property, there I never gave you permission. Milo Maidu Rabbi Akiva Bilon, Hanoitlo Ter Sodech Averoi. If I have a tree that's going over into my friend's property, Shekoitzitz Molim Adarm Nagari Machrisho, that the owner next door has the right to go and cut down the branches. Because your branches are ruining my property. So who you see that when your branches are ruining my property, then even Rabbi Akiva agrees, we do not say, behind your, you're not selling it with a good eye. Therefore, Avadi can stop you. Therefore, there's no stira. Gemara says, Tanya Kavosa de Rabbi Akiva Baraba. I bring you right to Rabbi Akiva Baraba. It says, Harei Zekono Tachteyim Ubeneyim V'chut Solehen Kamali Arav Asayloi. In a case where I buy three trees off my friend, the law is when I buy three trees that you have a right to also you get the karka in between, underneath them, and around the trees enough in order to go around them with your basket to pull off the pears. Oh Malaya by the Rabbi Yosef, Oysen Oyrav Solu Mizoran. Let's see, that property now around the tree that you say you have a right to walk around there with your basket to pull off the fruits. Oysen Yera. Who has the right to plant there? Like, true, the one that bought the property. Like this. I bought three trees in your property. So I own the three trees and a karak in between where the tree is growing on I own. And I also have a right to walk around your tree to pull off my apples. But who owns the right to plant in that land? Maybe I only have a right to walk around there, but maybe I can't plant there. So kasha is mizoran, who plants there? Omelech Yisrael Tinisu, we learned. Hachitzoin Zereyas Aderech. The one that owns the outside, he has the right to plant a derech. So you see the chitzon, the outside, he has the one to plant. Like the Rashi says, that's the middle of Mishnah later, if you have two ginas, one inside the other one, so the outside one, Hachitzoin Zereyas Aderech. So Chinami, Bal Hasoda Zereyas Aderech, Kalei Marav Asarei. The one that owns the big field, he's the one that has the right to plant in between. He should be the one. Hachitzan Zerna Saderach. Omle said back to him, no, me dummy. Hosom lest leib say to the Lakeach. Over there, the Lakeach has no loss at all. Avloch is leib say to the Lakeach. But here, the Lakeach, now the one that bought these trees, he's going to have a loss if the outside owner is going to plant in that property around the tree. The Omle, because if you're going to plant it, you're going to come and complain and say to me, commit to fee peri. Listen, if you plant around the trees, so what's the purpose? I have a right to use that property to walk around there to pull off my apples. But if you're going to plant, you're going to start to complaining to me, I'm ruining your planting. So here it should be a svara that the balakaka should not have a right to plant there. Yeah. Very holy Daniel is on Hello Daniel is Seifa. It says that is the any Rishon was Areya. Seifa says no, both do not have a right to plant there. And that's why it should be here also. Neither should have a right to plant there. Because that outside property is meant to use. So you could walk around the tree with your basket pulling off the apples.